CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 22nd of September 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB convention is just 3 weeks away. The RSGB has announced that routine bookings for paper exams will cease. Take advantage of group activity opportunities at the RSGB National Radio Centre. The RSGB convention is just 3 weeks away. Whatever your amateur radio interests or experience, there will be something for you. In addition to the presentations, you could take part in a workshop to learn more about microcontroller programming. Spaces are limited, so make sure you book soon if you want to be part of that event. There will also be an EMF and EMC clinic, contest forums, and a chance to find out more about a wide range of amateur radio special interest groups. The social side of the convention is important too, whether you're catching up with friends over coffee or enjoying the gala dinner on Saturday evening. Day or weekend tickets for the convention are still cheaper if you buy in advance rather than on the door, and the deadline for advance tickets is Monday the 7th of October. To find out more about the program, the speakers, and to book your tickets, go to RSGB convention webpages at rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB has announced that from the 29th of November, it will stop taking routine bookings for paper exams. Currently, 97% of amateur radio license examinations are taken online using the Test Reach platform, either at home under remote supervision or in a club setting. Following the implementation of Syllabus V1.6 on the 1st of September 2024, the new examination question bank will only be maintained online. Generating paper exams will involve significant additional work for the RSGB examinations department with the associated costs. You will be able to apply for a paper exam on the grounds of special education needs in the same way that you can currently request special requirements such as extra time or a reader. To do that, you need to email the exams department via exams@rsgb.org.uk. To read the full details of the changes, including the three important dates you need to know, please go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org and search for exam announcements. Do you work with young people at a school, or perhaps with a youth group, such as the Scouts, Guides or Cadets? Are you looking for an activity that provides hands-on learning opportunities for them? The RSGB National Radio Centre currently has availability for two private evening visits in December as part of the Society's activities for youngsters on the air month. Sessions typically last 2 hours and include an introduction to amateur radio before the youngsters are split into smaller groups to complete a variety of activities. These can include Morse code, VHF communication using handhelds, shortwave radio communication, and satellite communication. The group size is limited to a maximum of 12, and there must be one adult accompanying every 4 students. If you'd like to find out more about this unique learning opportunity, email the RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator, Martin Baker, G0GMB, via novemberroliocharlie.support@rsgb.org.uk. The next Bletchley Park 1940s weekend is taking place at the moment. If you're visiting for the event, make sure you drop into the RSGB National Radio Centre, where you will be able to see a number of World War II receivers on display. RSGB members can get free entry to Bletchley Park It also includes admission to the RSGB National Radio Center. Access this fantastic offer by logging in to the RSGB membership portal via rsgb.org/members and selecting Visit Bletchley Park. Don't forget that National Hamfest 2024 is coming up on the 27th and 28th of September and promises to be an unforgettable celebration of all things amateur radio. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit nationalhamfest.org.uk. Railways on the Air weekend usually takes place on the weekend closest to the 27th of September. This date celebrates the anniversary of the first steam-powered passenger railway journey, which took place on the 27th of September in 1825. The first passenger train ran on a line in the northeast of England from Darlington to Stockton. Bishop Auckland Amateur Radio Club coordinates the event, and this year it will take place over the weekend of the 28th and 29th of September. For more information, visit romeo-oscar-tango-alpha.bravo-alpha-romeo-alpha-charlie.org.uk. The next event in the popular 145 Alive series takes place on Sunday the 29th of September. The event will run from 1pm till 4pm, and there will be nets operating in most Maidenhead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part in the event, which is designed to promote FM activity on the 2-metre band, all you need to do is call in and make contact with others. The organisers are looking for more net controllers. For more information, contact Mark Savage, M0XIC, via the 145 Alive Facebook page. On Monday the 7th of October, the RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar will be with Ian White, GM3SEK, who will give a presentation entitled Aircraft Scatter, The Hitchhiker's Guide. Aircraft Scatter is about bouncing VHF and UHF radio signals off high-flying aircraft, effectively hitching a ride with someone else's plane to extend your everyday working range up to 800 kilometres. For example, if you are one of the hundreds who get involved in the monthly UK activity contest on the 2m 77s and 23cm bands, you will already be using aircraft scatter routinely, and it will be responsible for some of your best QSOs. So how does aircraft scatter work? And if it's so useful, why haven't we heard more about it? Join the webinar live at 8pm on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more about this and other webinars on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/webinars. And now for details of rallies and events. Western Supermare Radio Society and Electronics Rally is taking place today. The venue is the Campus Community Centre, Wirral, Western Supermare, postcode Bravo Sierra 24, 7 Delta X-ray. For further information and to book a table, email westonradiosociety@gmail.com. On Saturday the 5th of October, Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a surplus equipment sale in aid of club funds. The venue will be Cymduad Community Centre, Cymduad, Carmarthenshire, postcode Sierra Alpha 33, 6 X-ray November. The doors are open for traders from 8am and for visitors from 10am. Disabled access will be available from 9:30am. The entrance fee for visitors will be £2. For more information or to book a table, email g0jlx@mail.com. The 49th Welsh Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 6th of October at Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport, postcode November Papa 18 to Yankee Echo. Traders can gain access from 7am and the doors will be open for visitors from 9:30am. The entrance fee is £3 per person and free parking will be available. For more information, email Mike Rackham, GW4JKV, via Welsh Radio Rally at gmail.com or phone 07976 368 250. Now the special event news. Today, the Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club is active with the callsign Golf India 5 Lima Oscar Whiskey from Black's Farm in Tendragee to celebrate the GQRP Club's 50th anniversary. The call sign will be active from around 9 a.m. and the station is operating using all modes on the HF bands and FM on the 2 meter and 70 centimeter bands. Also from 2 p.m, Philip MI0MSO will be giving a talk on and practical demonstration of programming a low RA board as a tracking unit on 433 MHz. During the annual Railways on the Air weekend of the 28th and 29th of September, the British Railways Amateur Radio Society will be operating using the call sign GB1FRT on behalf of the Furness Railway Trust in Preston. Activity will be on the 40 metre band using SSB, QSL via the Bureau. To read more about the station, visit Bravo Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra .info and QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Today is the last chance to work Harold DF2WO, who is active as X-ray Tango 2 Alpha Whiskey from Burkina Faso. He's QRV on the 80 to 10 meter bands using SSB and FT4. You might also be able to catch him by the QO100 satellite, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS and Logbook of the World. Gisborough and District Amateur Radio Club is active from the Isle of Lewis using their club call sign Mike Sierra Zero November Yankee Mike. The station will be active from today to Saturday the 28th of September. Operators will be available on a variety of bands using CW, FT8 and phone. Now the contest news. Today, the Practical Wireless 70 MHz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 24th, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 25th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 metre band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday the 26th, the Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RITI and PSK63 on the 80 metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 28th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 29th of September. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. On Sunday the 29th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 19th of September 2024. It was a topsy-turvy time for HF propagation last week with a declining solar flux index and geomagnetic disturbances thanks to coronal mass ejections, CMEs, from the Sun. The solar flux index declined to the mid-160s and the KP index had a couple of excursions to more than 7. These were due to CMEs, and the second, which occurred on Tuesday the 17th, was associated with the X4.5 solar flare on Saturday the 14th. Luckily, it was 0300 UTC when the CME hit the Earth, so only die-hard UK DXs were affected. With a G4 geomagnetic storm raging, the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path fell to less than 6 MHz, but did manage to recover to 8.45 MHz by dawn. The rest of Tuesday was subdued, with the maximum usable frequency never really getting above 21 MHz. This is why the advice is often to avoid DXing when the KP index climbs high, as the upper HF bands will probably be closed. By comparison, on Thursday the 19th, the KP index was 2.67 and the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path was above 28 MHz again. NOAA puts the risk of another X-class flare at 10% and an M-class event at 55%, so we're not out of the woods yet. Next week, The Space Weather Prediction Center says the solar flux index may decline slightly, but could then rise to be in the 232 to 240 range. Geomagnetic storming is predicted for the 26th to the 29th, when the KP index could rise to 5. Meanwhile, autumnal HF conditions should soon be kicking in with better propagation to North America. If the solar flux stays high, we can expect excellent 28 MHz propagation, perhaps to the Midwest and Pacific states. North-South HF paths, such as UK to South Africa and South America, should also be good around the equinox period. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The last week of Tropo gave us good conditions across the North Sea and up and down the country on the VHF and UHF bands. It's very likely that there will be a big change of weather type over this weekend, ending today, to a much more unsettled pattern, with low pressure dominating during the coming week. In fact, there will be a sequence of lows, fronts and showery interludes to set the template for the next week. This means that rain scatter is a good candidate for propagation on the gigahertz band. It could be useful for the evening of Tuesday the 24th, during the SHF UK activity contest. Meanwhile, Tropo takes a backseat for a while. The solar activity continues to be of interest, and again, the message is to monitor the KP index to keep one step ahead of events in case any aurora spring up. Meteor scatter is mainly down to random activity, although the daytime sextantids peaks on Friday the 27th of September, but with a low zenithal hourly rate of 5. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising, reaching plus 29 degrees next Tuesday. So moon visibility windows will continue to lengthen. Path losses are increasing as we passed perigee last week. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate, dropping back to low next Thursday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Meetings only again this week, but all Welsh club meetings will be mentioned. So, for my area of the southwest, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club's monthly meeting will take place on Thursday from 7:30 p.m. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group will be meeting at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Next weekend, that's 28th and 29th, listen out for South Bristol Amateur Radio Club, which will be active during the Railways on the Air event. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. And on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting for a discussion evening. Now for all Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 27th of September at Hirwaun YMC Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 16, 5 Juliet Tango, from 7:30 p.m. Cumbrun and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group. On Monday, members will be building crystal radio sets during their construction evening. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustred, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. Also on Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 183, Lima, November, from 7 p.m. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Fox. On Thursday, Wrexham and March's Amateur Radio Society will be listening to a talk entitled Radio Ghost. Next Sunday, this is the 29th, the Society will be active. Join the 145 live event from 1 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.